We place great emphasis on it. They're our water users of the future, and also they're the ones that take the messages home to their parents. Pester cars are always a great thing when it comes to this. You know, the young people go and they spread the messages, and they influence what their parents are doing at home. Because we live in a society where we've been brought up with, you know, it's sort of a disposable, a throwaway society, and especially living here in Northern Ireland. We do get a lot of rain, and we think that water, yes, there's plenty of rain, there's plenty of water in our reservoirs and dams, but we don't always understand that that doesn't mean that we shouldn't look after it, we shouldn't protect what we have, and the process behind bringing that safe, clean water into our homes. But we have a huge demand from the everywhere, from nursery. At Art of Garvin, we were actually talking to the little nursery kids as well, so it's getting them from a very, very young age, and we go into the primary schools, we go into secondary schools, we also go out to community groups, we attend events, so it's a sort of holistic approach, but the young people would be the main sort of audience for our messages. As I say, we see them as the best at getting those out to the rest of their friends and their families at home. So yeah, we place great emphasis on saving water and how we can look after that precious resource, but we also look into the other side of things and how we can protect the environment with how we're using water and what we're putting down into the sewer systems, which is causing major problems at the minute, especially with things like flushable wipes. You know, it's educating people that, yes, it might be flushable, but the reality is that it does cause problems once it's in the sewers. And just our key message would be, bag it and bin it, don't flush it. Those things need to be put in the bin to prevent the blockages and the pollution in our environment.